Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart.
City. It's a cold and cloudy day, but I don't have to worry about that. I'm inside. And we're going to have a very interesting show because, see, the Springfield Museums in Massachusetts encompasses like five different museums, two of which are devoted to art. Well, a new exhibit will be open on February 8th with 20 pieces from artist Marlene Sang-Yu. Maggie North is the curator of this exhibition, and which is quite involved considering the size and the amount. So the exhibit includes Marlene's newest large mural on the Aurora Borealis. Well, how did this all come about, and what are the tasks performed by a curator, and what is the artist responsible for? Well, we have Marlene, we have Maggie on the line to tell us all about this. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Merle. Thank you so much for having me.
So, let's just start with, like, as a curator, What is involved?
Absolutely. It's a great question because the answer is a little bit different for every exhibition that we put together. But the conversation with Marlene really began many months ago, over a year ago, when we were put in contact with her by another artist. And the first step involved was to go to see Marlene's work in person. We were interested in it. We had looked at her website and heard great things. But of course, if you've seen Marlene use paintings in person, you know that there's nothing like seeing them in person. So we actually were able to go to her studio in New York and see these wonderful large-scale pieces in situ there, as well as some smaller framed pieces. So that's where the conversation really kicked off. But since then, it's been an incredibly collaborative process. Typically, mm-hmm. as the curator, I can provide lots of information about the space that we have here at the Springfield Museums, which will, and now just about does, hold the exhibition. And Marlene Yu provides a lot of information about her work, what's available to exhibit. And through conversations together, we came to the conclusion that we wanted to exhibit a range of pieces, but we wanted to focus on some of her newer pieces, and we certainly wanted to include pieces that spoke to her involvement with the green movement in art.
Well, I can understand. I've seen a lot of her work. It's breathtaking. It's like for the eyes. You know what I mean? It's like it's a lot of it is not a type of trying to analyze, but just looking at the colors and the way she paints and stuff like that. You know, that's what I
absolutely. I agree.
So in the with the 20 pieces, like, So between between Marlene and yourself, was that decision made of which 20 pieces to use?
Yeah, exactly. So in talking with Marlene, myself and a few other members of the staff here provided some suggestions to the artist about what might be interesting for our visitors here in Springfield. And certainly because Marlene's artwork is, as she says, both timely and timeless, because it addresses the respect and awe that she has for the environment, but it also addresses environmental concerns. We were interested in exploring that topic. As you mentioned in your introduction, here at the Springfield Museums, we have several museums, and we have art museums on the campus, but we also do have a science museum. So the possibility of being able to talk a little bit about climate change and about the environment was really interesting to us from a multidisciplinary point of view. And so initial conversations with Marlene, we talked about this interest, but it was Marlene and James, her husband, who really helped us to hone that checklist of final works to be included in the exhibition. And really it was Marlene's vision that was executed in the gallery. So she was absolutely instrumental in picking the pieces. And we provided really suggestions about the theme and about the space itself in terms of what it could actually physically hold, because when you think about Marlene's artwork, it is so, so large. We actually have some pieces which we had to get a little bit creative about because they're so much larger than any pieces we fit in the space, but we did manage to, of course, install them, and they're just stunning. So really a collaborative process, but the artist's vision really drove this exhibition.
So, and by the way, I think, you got to see Aurora Borealis even before I did.
And it's beautiful. Yes, this is one of Marlene's newest interests and newest series. One of the cool things about the exhibition here in Springfield is that it really gives you a sense of her work throughout the decades. We have pieces that are from the 70s, but we also have quite a few pieces that are fairly new that are from the past decade. And some, like this Aurora Borealis piece that we're talking about, which are actually very, very new, dated to 2019. And this piece, Iceberg with Aurora Borealis, it is 36 feet long. It's amazing.
I don't think that's her largest painting.
It's not. She told me that in the process of her painting, she originally started small, and seemingly the pieces get bigger and bigger. So
yeah.
I know that she has a piece that's actually over 50 feet long as well. So it's not the biggest, but it is quite monumental.
Yeah.
And almost like a mural. It's just, it's so immersive.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when I forgot which one it was. It was such a long piece that I got to see that it was hard to take a photo.
Yes,
of it.
Indeed. I think that you'll find that you almost have to stand at an angle to get the entire piece in your viewfinder.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. But what that does, and I hope our visitors will enjoy doing this, is really encourages you to step back from the piece, but then also you're drawn into certain parts of the composition. So you're encouraged to walk closer and look closely and then back up and maybe look closely at a different part of the painting, and to really move around it. So it really becomes this engaging experience.
So, is it, are we still in the middle of installing it, or?
It's just about installed. We are. Marlene was actually here at the Springfield Museums to help direct the installation of the largest pieces. So those are up. We are now working in the next couple of days on completing the installation, hanging smaller framed pieces. We have some signage that comes in. So it's just amazing how these exhibitions all come together in the last couple couple of weeks right before the show. Of course, there's lots of planning that leads up to that, but the parts and pieces really come together in these last weeks. So it's really exciting to see. And while we've been installing in our galleries, we've had visitors, because the museum is open, sort of passing by the galleries, and although they're closed off, visitors are very curious and are wanting to have a peek inside. So I think that's a message of good things to come and much curiosity and interest that will be generated by this exhibition.
When and in terms of, do the layout, In terms of as a curator, do you say this should fit here, this should go there, and whatever?
Typically, I do. This exhibition was a little bit different because, of course, we have the artists here, and that's such a wonderful privilege that we don't always have. Even if we're working with a contemporary artist, a living artist, we don't always have them present right then and there. So it was wonderful that Marlene could be here. So in this case, it was really Marlene's vision that we were executing. There were certain pieces that we worked together on in order to create the best possible layout. So again, really collaborative.
Oh, that's great. Has everybody else on the staff seen it?
Yes, absolutely. It's really just our staff at the moment as we are finishing up the installation, but it's really been fun to work all together on this, and Marlene deserves so much credit for the amount of thought and time that she's put into not only suggesting selections of pieces, but then actually really thinking through how the pieces are going to look in the gallery, and executing her vision on that. It's really amazing to see it come together, and our staff has already so enjoyed having a close look at the works.
That's really great. And my rubber chickens have met Marlene, and I think they just have something to set with. Okay, that's enough. We got it. Okay.
You know, Marl, I asked Marlene if she had indeed met your rubber chickens, and she said that yes, she had, and that perhaps I would get to meet them someday as well.
No, I'm sure when I come up there, I will bring the whole family.
Do the chickens have names?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, good.
Well, the story... You want to hear the story of how this all came about?
I do.
Okay. What had happened was that I was in California, and I went to a winery called Twisted Oak Winery out in California, and it said it's the home of the rubber chickens.
Hmm.
Oh, the rubber chicken forest. And I went, I really have to see what this is about. And when you get there, before you even go up the hill, there's this wooden like shack with rubber chickens hanging out of the window. Then you continue up, and there is a tree with rubber chickens hanging in it. And then the whole thing is it's their shtick, but they sell wine.
They
it's a winery.
Have rubber chickens. Yeah, that's just,
yes.
What a funny combo.
So. What had happened is I got one of the rubber chickens, and I started, bringing it around with me to some places and taking pictures, like, with the food or things like that, or when I was on a press trip. And then what happened, I decided that, and we named her Esther, and we decided that Esther needed to have a companion. So
yes.
I had them send me another rubber chicken, which I named Eunice. I had to have a story. And the story was Eunice was looking at an egg carton versus a milk carton, and saw her twin sister there, her long-lost twin sister. So that's how, when we got Eunice. And now they had the two of them, and they were going on all these press trips and stuff with me. And then we came about, somebody gave me a smaller rubber chicken. I said, oh, here, this is perfect. Now, Esther and Eunice.
So you have a whole family.
Well, Esther and Eunice adopted a chicken. Of course, they went to Chicks R Us to get it. But then it continued blossoming into two more chickens and their adopted daughter.
I love
it. This is what the whole family is. So what happens is every time I go to Marlene's newest exhibits, when they have the openings, I come in there and I bring the rubber chickens. And I have all of the artists take a picture with the rubber
chicken.
That's
fantastic. Too funny. Well, I have to say, rubber chickens are welcome at the Springfield Museums. And
yeah.
We would love to have them here for a photo op in front of one of Marlene's fantastic pieces.
Yeah. Now, also I wanted to ask you, you have two art museums there, correct?
We do. That's correct.
Okay. So
and Marlene's
which
exhibition
one...
is... Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, which one is she in?
Marlene's exhibition is... Yes, so Marlene Yu, The Essence of Nature, Paintings by Marlene Yu, which is the title, will be held in the DeMoore Museum of Fine Arts, and it's on the second floor of that building in our nice big changing exhibition space. This is a museum that holds largely American and European artwork, really from the 200 years ago or more to the present. So it's a wonderful overview of many different eras in art history. But we have in recent years been interested in bringing in contemporary artwork. And so this is an exciting opportunity for us to be doing that. And I think that there are interesting examples of many other types of landscapes throughout the DeMoore Museum of Fine Arts. So that might be something that our visitors find compelling, is comparing, you know, much older landscapes with the type of art that Marlene is creating, which is, of course, inspired by the landscape, but is in no way traditional. It's so incredibly innovative, and if it interacts with tradition, it does so in a way that is so inventive. So it's a really excellent opportunity to see the DeMoore Museum as well as to see Marlene Yu's exhibit. And you mentioned we do indeed have another art museum on our campus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That art museum is called the George Walter Vincent Smith Art Museum. It has a little bit of a different flavor. It's what we call a closed collection of artwork. So that means that it was a collection created by a particular collector, George Walter Vincent Smith, and his wife, Belle Townsley Smith. They were residents of Springfield in the late 19th century, and they collected so much art from all over the world. They were interested in Islamic carpets, Chinese and Japanese decorative arts. They were interested in Japanese armor, as well as contemporary American painting. So everything that they collected is now housed in this beautiful Italianate building on our campus here at the Springfield Museums, and it's a wonderful sort of time capsule of Victorian era collecting and an opportunity to see some really beautiful fine arts as well as especially really unique decorative arts. So it's a two different art museum experiences that are offered here at the Springfield Museums.
Oh, that's great. I think I'm going to have to compose some type of, I guess not a press release, but something regarding Marlene's exhibit in terms of being a Dr. Seuss, like a quote from a doctor, what would be a Dr. Seuss type thing.
Oh, that's a great idea. Interesting. Yes. So, of course, another wonderful museum that we have on our campus is the Amazing World of Dr. Seuss Museum. And for those who don't know, Springfield, Massachusetts was the hometown of Theodore Geisel, a.k.a. Dr. Seuss. So it's a museum that really celebrates his children's book writing and illustration, but also his beginnings right here in his hometown of Springfield. So I hadn't really thought a lot about the connections between Marlene Yu's exhibition and the Amazing World of Dr. Seuss Museum, but certainly the opportunity to see both is right here.
Yeah, well, I'll have, definitely have to think about, like, taking a spinoff of something, of one of his
How
books.
How about, Oh, the Places You'll Go, to Marlene Yu's exhibition in Springfield, Massachusetts?
is that one of his books or something?
Oh, the Places You'll Go. It is, yeah, absolutely. So many great, I'm sure there are even more excellent books that I can, you might think of far better things than I will, but lots of opportunities there. I don't know. I'm thinking about like One Fish, Two Fish or Horton. And now I'm going through all the Dr. Seuss characters in my mind. And of course,
you
there's the
know
Cat
if
in the
you
Hat.
Think of, I'll look at some of them and, you know, that could be actually when I'm doing the second article regarding all of the museums. That's where I could start with that one. All the Places You'll Go.
I love it.
You know, to start
it.
That
and
off
so
and
appreciate that.
And featuring Dr. Seuss, then continue on to this is one of the five museums.
Absolutely. I think that sounds perfect.
Get that noggin going.
Brainstorming is always a good thing, especially this time
yes,
of afternoon. You have to kind of get your brain going.
Well, I'm really looking forward to coming up there at some point. And I thank you for sending me the photos. Now I got to see the Aurora Borealis at least.
Yes, and we will, when we complete the installation, be scheduling a time to take professional photos of the gallery itself, so we'd be happy to share those once we have them.
Okay, I appreciate it. Anything else you want to add to any of this?
So much for the opportunity. This is just so much fun. We're so happy to bring Marlene Yu's exhibition and her artwork to Springfield. I think that there are so many layers for us on which Marlene Yu's artwork is so interesting. And I think that she terms it multi-dualistic, so it's about bringing the abstract and the natural together. It's also about bringing her background in Chinese painting and her education in American painting together. And it's also so much just about the way that her energy and enthusiasm for nature is really injected into these paintings. And so these are all aspects of the work that I think viewers will really enjoy, and truly being in the space is quite an experience. I think it's one that makes you really think deeply about the natural world, but it's also one that can be peaceful and meditative. So I hope that folks will come to see it, and I hope that folks will also visit our website at springfieldmuseums.org to learn more about the museums and about the exhibition.
Well, I'll certainly do that on my part to get this information in.
Thank you, Merle.
That's
we really
for sure.
appreciate it.
And by
it.
The way, did you have the opportunity to have any of James's food? Did he
I
cook for you?
I did not. Because we were on installations, we did cafes from around the Springfield area. But we have heard wonderful things about James and Marlene's cooking. So Marlene has invited all of the staff here to come to New York, and she has promised to cook for us. So we're all very much looking forward to that day. They are
such wonderful people. That's one thing. They put out this big buffet every time they open up a new exhibit.
That's amazing.
And nobody's paying for anything. I mean, all the artists that exhibit, they're responsible for bringing their artwork there, but they're not getting charged for the exhibit.
They are so
generous. And they're
also
getting all this food and drink to hope to
amazing
as an opening. So they're very generous people and yeah,
very kind.
And he cooks well
very
too.
I've heard Marlene told me that James is quite a master in the kitchen, and I think she's probably not too bad herself. So we have definitely much more work to do when, in terms of eating when we go to visit James and Marlene next.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and at least I can get this get the article started and have plenty of information. And I'll talk to you if I have any questions in terms of writing the article.
Yes, please do. Please do give me a call or send me an email anytime. I'd be happy to help.
Okay, you got it. Well, have a wonderful day, and again, thank you for sharing the information.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, I'm going to end the episode, and here we go.